Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Your trainer, Melanie Cole, is here to motivate and help you perform. It's time now for Train Your Body.
Well, when your kids in the cold weather and all they seem to want to do is play video games and play on their laptop and watch YouTube videos, can you tell that I've been there before? My guest is Dr. Tiffany Esmatt. She's assistant professor in the Department of Exercise Science at Kennesaw State University. So what's a person to do when the weather outside is not, it's sort of frightful, or it's not a, you know, kind of the weather to be playing outside, really. Nothing fun to do out there. What do we do with these kids?
I think you need to have a plan, because if you don't have a plan, then they are going to be pretty sedentary inside and complaining that they're bored, you know, especially one of those times of year where they're on a break. So I think getting some ideas for two options, one for play inside, because sometimes if it's cold and it's wet out, it might be hard to get them outside of the house, but then also some options for fun things to do outside so that there's some choices available. And then one of the biggest tips that I would really give is that you have to be involved as well. Because if you're sitting on the couch, bundled up nice and warm, and you're saying, go outside and play, you know, it's going to be hard for that to be really motivating to a child. So you really might want to involve yourself as well.
Well, one of the things that I did, Dr. Esmatt, was, well, I'm always on my treadmill. So during our vacation, I'm up on my treadmill, and I'm going, come on, kids, get on my treadmill. When I'm done, let's get, you know, first the little one on, and then you, and trying to get them. But, you know, it's not as much fun for them.
You know, it's not. Sometimes what we think of as typical exercise planned and structured isn't as exciting to a kid or a child. So we might want to look for things that are more physically active, things that are actual active play, because there's a lot of benefits from active play. I mean, anything from getting them to sleep better, to have, you know, less stress, to better, you know, bones and good body composition, decreasing the risk of obesity. So I would think of it more as play than exercise and making it active. And then again, giving them some choices of things that could be fun. So it's not just one option, but okay, of these two, which sounds like a great idea for you?
Well, and also being a dictator and not a buddy, get up, get out. You know, this is really not a choice here. And one of the things, this is my own little suggestion to parents, is that I got my kids' pedometers. Mm-hmm. And I said, whoever gets the most steps today gets to pick the movie that we watch this weekend, or, you know, the restaurant that we go to this weekend. And so my little one, she was running up and down the stairs. You know, my son's like, oh, I'll let her win. But kids really do get into that competition.
They do. They absolutely get into competition. And some recommendations for things inside, play inside, they can do things like building an obstacle course. You know, and you find some safe ways, and you can time them and make it fun. Okay, well, what else could we add into this to, you know, make it more exciting? Is there anything we didn't put in the obstacle course last time that we should do this time? You could have a dance party, you know, and you can make a competition. You could judge them in the living room where maybe you're dancing, maybe you aren't as the parent. You know, maybe you serve as the judge. Other indoor options, I mean, you could take them out to, they have a lot of the indoor play centers now that I've noticed coming up, especially for younger children, or roller skating rinks that they can do. Around us here, I'm near the Atlanta area, they put up some of the indoor trampolining centers that you can go, and it's pretty affordable. You can go by the half hour or an hour, and you can watch kids jump on trampolines all at the same time. They get their own little individual area, and it's something different. It's more of a, you know, a novelty for them to do. Or even just getting out and going to, let's say, a museum. I mean, you might not necessarily be doing what you would think of as exercise, but you're still moving. And it's minimizing that time in front of the TV, in front of the computer, doing a sedentary video game. Although the extra games are great, the games that get kids up and moving and doing physical activity, you want to have some options for them.
Well, and, you know, with the littler kids, it's a little bit easier. You can be silly, you can dance around the house, you can, you know, set up the obstacle course or take them places, but, you know, the tree houses at the mall and whatever. The older kids, they do like those trampoline places. That's a really great, you know, other one. But now, you know, if you've got a teenager or a tween, and they're like, no, Mom, I'd really just rather, you know, Skype my buddies.
Uh-huh. You know, and that's where you can start to get in some of the things that where maybe they're helping around the house, so at least they're getting movement. It would be a way, you know, you're racking up those points on the pedometer. You know, if it's snowing outside, they can shovel the snow. They can take the dog out for a walk in the snow. Pets need exercise as well, even when it's cold out. getting them involved in, you know, basic household chores, things where they're just not sitting as much, you know, in front of the TV, in front of the computer, up and moving, even if it's not planned and structured exercise. You know, if there's snow outside, you know, maybe you can get them to have a snowball fight or, you know, go sledding or skiing or ice skating if, you know, the weather's appropriate for that.
Well, and that, you know, those are good suggestions, and parents don't realize today that it seems harder for some reason because they have this desire, these kids, to sit in front of their laptops and play their Minecraft and do all these things, that it's a little bit, you know, it's a challenge.
It is a challenge, and I think a lot of it has to do with the parents buying into it as well, because if you aren't involved in it and you aren't acting as a role model towards them and you're just telling them to go do it, but you're not displaying a healthy lifestyle yourself, then, you know, it's kind of contradictory. You're telling them, you know, to do what you say but not do what you do. So yeah. You really have to try to get yourself to buy into it, because research really shows that the children tend to be more active when the parents support that lifestyle as well. So the parent interaction is very important.
And I do love your suggestion about having them help around the house, because, you know, for every action, I say to the kids, there's a reaction. So you help clean up your bathroom, you know, go clean your room, do that sort of thing, and I'll give you 20 minutes on your video games. Mm-hmm. You don't do some housework and you're not going to get to play at all. You know, so, I mean, I hate to use negative reinforcement, but sometimes you have to do that give and take and offer them a deal.
Mm-hmm. That absolutely is true. Absolutely.
Especially with those teenagers and tweens, you got to make deals with them. And now what about, you know, if it is nice and cold outside, sending them out there, is it safe to be out there playing in the cold, like suppose basketball or football? They want to play those kinds of things. If
you
it's cold, are they more at risk for injury?
They're not necessarily more risk at injury, unless it's an extreme weather situation. You know, some research shows that you might want to warm the body up a little bit before you go outside. You want to dress in layers, absolutely, with some moisture-wicking fabric as opposed to just straight cotton against the skin. Hats and gloves are going to be important. You want to keep that head and those ears covered. And another thing people forget about is sunscreen. Just because it's gray outside and it's not summertime necessarily, doesn't mean you shouldn't still make sure that they're wearing some sunscreen on, and especially their face when it's exposed. But you can be outside and you can play. The body actually warms up pretty well when you're outside in the cold. And a lot of people tend to overdress when they go out. But your body gets warm, and then if you have layers on, you can actually take one of those layers off. But play outside in the winter is fine, as long as it's not with the extreme weathers and you don't have an extreme wind chill. You can play outside. You can use the snow to do stuff if that's available, or you can do, you know, regular stuff. You can bike, you can play basketball, you can play football, you can go out for a walk, you can do a scavenger hunt, you know, get kids involved. You know, it's not that fun maybe when you go to the park in the wintertime, but if you create a scavenger hunt and you're looking for different things that might be available at that time of year, you can still make it fun.
Those are all really great suggestions. And in the last minute here, Dr. Esmat, wrap it up for getting our kids outside and active, or playing inside and just getting them to be physically active in this winter time.
I would say two big suggestions. One would be to be a role model. So have them doing what you're doing, not just what you're telling them to do. And make it something that's enjoyable. So you don't want it to be something that you're saying, you must go and do this. We get to go and do this. Aren't you excited? Here are our choices. Which one do you think would be, you know, the best choice for today? So that they're actively involved in a non-sedentary way to stay and have fun.
Well, that is great advice. Thank you so much, Dr. Tiffany Esmat. You're listening to Train Your Body, Motivate and Perform with the American College of Sports Medicine. And remember, at Radio MD, you can listen anytime, on demand or on the go. Scroll around and learn something. Train Your Body has so many great topics and shows. So check us out. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. Stay well.